page 123, number 13.
John's on holiday.
Is he?
I went to the theatre last night.
Did you? Number 14.
Have you seen him yet?
Did John post that letter?
Can I see it? Have you seen him yet?
Have I seen him yet?
Will you help me?
Will I help you? Number 15.
Come over here, will you?
Let's have some music, shall we?
Hold this for me, would you?
Number 16.
You liked it, did you?
They'd like some more, would they? Number 17.
It's cold today, isn't it?
It was a very good film, wasn't it?
You won't worry, will you?
He can't really help it, can he? Number 18.
You're coming to tea with us, aren't you?
Page 124. You weren't here on Wednesday, were you?
He didn't look ill, did he?
Number 19.
Shut the window.
Do have some more tea.
Send it as soon as you can.
Don't make me angry.
Try.
Take it.
Lend it to them.
Number 20.
Don't be a stupid idiot.
Take your feet off the chair.
Come and have dinner with us.
Have some cheese. Number 21.
Good heavens!
How extraordinary!
What a very pretty dress.
Nonsense.
Splendid.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Number 22.
Good morning.
Hello. Page 125.
Goodbye.
Good night. Number 23.
Oh?
Really?
Well?
Number 24.
Thank you.
Good.
All right.
Good luck.
Here's the conversational passage on page 128.
That's a nice suit. I haven't seen it before, have I?
No, it's the first time I've worn it, actually. I only got it about 4 days ago. You like it, do you?
Very much. Did you have it specially made, or did you buy it off the peg?
I had it made. I very rarely buy a suit, so I thought I'd have it tailored, and I'm quite pleased with it.
I should think so. It's very handsome. May I ask where you got it?
The same place as I got my last one, 19 years ago.
19 years? Do you really mean to tell me you haven't had a suit since then?
That's right. I don't often wear a suit, you see, so they tend to last a long time.
19 years is certainly a long time, and even if you don't wear them much, your old one must have lasted well.
Oh, it did. They did a very good job on it.
What was the name of the tailor?
Philipson. It's quite a small shop, right at the end of King Street.
I know it. Rather a shabby-looking place. I've never been in there.
I wouldn't call it shabby, but it isn't very modern, I admit. However, they're very obliging and take a great deal of trouble.
So I can see. I think I'll go along there. I need a new suit. Oh, by the way, what sort of prices do they charge?
Pretty reasonable, really. This was £80.
That's not bad. I think I'll look in there tomorrow.
Yes, do. Mention my name, if you like. It won't do any harm, and it might do some good. I've just paid my bill.
And here's the conversational passage on page 130.
I need a couple of shirts. Grey terraline, please.
Certainly, sir. I'll just get some out. Would you mind taking a seat for a minute? I shan't be long.
No, don't be too long. I haven't very much time.
Very good, sir. Here's a nice shirt. We sell a lot of this one.
Do you now? Yes, it's the sort of style I want, but I asked for grey. This is purple.
Purple, sir? Surely not. It's what we call silver blue.
Well, it looks purple to me. Anyway, I'd like something a little less bright. More like the one I'm wearing.
Oh, that sort of grey. I haven't seen that for years.
I bought it here, 6 months ago.
Did you really, sir? It must have been old stock.
Well, see if you've still got any left, will you?
Ah, yes. Here we are. I'm sorry about the dust, sir. Can I lend you a handkerchief?
No, thank you. I'll survive. Yes, that looks better. Have you another one like it?
I'm afraid not, sir. It's probably the last in the country.
Oh, all right. I'll take it. How much is it?
£12, sir. It was a very good shirt in its time.
I should think so at £12. Can I pay by cheque?
Certainly, sir. You have a cheque card?
Yes, I have.
And would you just put your name and address on the back?
I can never understand that. If the cheque was no good, I'd put a false name and address, wouldn't you?
You're joking, sir, of course. I naturally assume your cheque is good.
Very trusting of you. It is, as a matter of fact.
Is there anything else you need, sir? Ties, socks, vests?
I don't think so, thank you. Good morning.
Good day, sir.
Here's the conversational passage on page 132.
You're a gardener, aren't you? Do you know anything about Busy Lizzie's?
About what? Busy Lizzie's? What on earth are they?
Oh, I thought you'd know. They're house plants. I've just been given one by my sister, and I want to know how to look after it.
I'm afraid I don't know much about house plants, but I've got a book somewhere that might help. Let's see. Ah, yes. Here it is.
The Care of House Plants. That looks useful.
Do you happen to know the Latin name of it?
I'm afraid I don't. Busy Lizzie's the only name I've heard.
What does it look like?
Well, it's got a rather watery-looking stem, very pale green, and fairly small pink flowers.
How many petals?
Good gracious, I've never counted them. 4 or 5, I suppose. They're rather like wild rose petals.
I'll look up Busy Lizzie in the index. They may give it. Yes, here it is. Page 98. There, is that it?
My word, that's a big one. Mine's only got one stem, and that seems to have dozens, but I think it's the same one.
Well, they like light, but not heat. Water them well in the summer, but not very much in winter. And that's about all. Oh, that's rather nice. It says here that the German name for it means Industrious Elizabeth. Much grander than Busy Lizzie.
I think I'd rather have a Busy Lizzie in my house than an Industrious Elizabeth. But thank you very much. I'm very grateful to you. Perhaps I'll be able to keep it alive now. I usually have a disastrous effect on plants.
I should only water it once a month now, until the spring. Otherwise, you'll probably kill it.
Good, I'll do that. Thanks again. Page 135, Chapter 6, Exercises 1, 6 and 8. I've needed some new bookshelves for a long time, so during my holiday, I decided to tackle the job myself. Not that I'm very clever with my hands, but it didn't seem too difficult, and as I'd already said that we couldn't afford to go away, I thought it would be prudent not to spend money having it done professionally. I bought the wood at the local handicraft shop, and I had plenty of screws, but I found that my old saw, which had been left behind by the previous owner of the house, wasn't good enough, and I decided to buy a new one. That was my first mistake. My second was to go to the biggest ironmonger in London and ask for a saw. You'd think it was simple, wouldn't you, to buy a saw? But it isn't. I said to the man behind the counter, "I want a saw." He was a nice man and did his best for me. "Yes, sir." "What kind of saw?" "Oh, a saw for cutting wood." "Yes, sir, but we have 15 different kinds for different jobs. What did you want it for?" I explained about my bookshelves and felt like an ignorant fool in a world of experts, which was true. He saw that I was a novice and was very kind. He told me what I should need and advised me to have a lady's size. "Easier to manage for the beginner, sir." He wasn't being nasty, just helpful, and I was grateful to him. He also sold me a book on woodwork for schoolboys, and I've been reading it with great interest. The next time I'm on holiday, I shall make a start on the shelves. The text for Exercise 2 on page 135.
They came to the door.
There were two of them.
What are you surprised at?
She's as old as the hills.
She has an uncle and a cousin.
I shall be angry.
Who'll meet him at the airport?
Page 136. I will.
What's her phone number?
What does that matter?
I'd like some tea.
Well, make some.
What's John come for?
For his saw that you borrowed.
What can I do?
More than I can.
He was pleased, wasn't he?
Of course he was.
When am I going to get it?
I'm not sure.
I've taken it from the shelf.
Yes, I thought you had.
They'd already read it.
But so had I. Now, here's the text for Chapter 7, Exercises 2 and 4, on page 136.
Can you recommend somewhere for a holiday?
What an odd coincidence. I was just going to tell you about our holiday.
Really? Where did you go? The south of France again?
No, this time we went to Ireland.
Oh, you went to Ireland, did you? You were thinking about it the last time we met.
Oh, yes, I mentioned it to you, didn't I?
You were thinking of Belfast, weren't you?
Dublin. But we didn't go there in the end.
Didn't you? Where did you go?
Where? To Galway.
That's on the west coast, isn't it? Was the weather good?
Reasonably good.
Tell me about the prices there, would you?
They weren't too bad. You should go there and try it. But you ought to go soon. Summer's nearly over.
It isn't over yet. But thank you very much for your advice.
Good luck. Have a good time.
Thank you. Goodbye.